This is Ian Skerritt, and I'm here with Boris Bukowski, who's one of the E4 committers, and Jeff Norse, who's from the NASA Jet Propulsion Lab, who's actually one of the keynote speakers at EclipseCon. Boris and Jeff and a lot of other people have actually been working on a programming contest at EclipseCon, and what I wanted to do is have them on to talk about what the programming contest and how it's all going to work, and get hopefully people involved leading up to the conference. So Jeff, I want you to go first. Maybe you could just give us a high level about what the programming contest is all about, and then we can go in and talk about the architecture and how it's all going to work.
Sure, I'd be happy to. So the programming contest highlights several things that I think are going to be interesting to the EclipseCon community. First, it's giving them an opportunity to try out the new E4 capabilities. It's also using Eclipse in some interesting ways on the server side. And it's highlighting some things that NASA is excited about with rovers and Mars. So the overall contest asks players to try and control a little robot, which is actually a Lego Mindstorms robot, in an arena that we've constructed that will be set up in the Magnolia Room at the conference, to perform a series of tasks. And those tasks are basically to present one side of the robot to a target in the arena, and there's several of these targets, and there's several sides of the robot, and to do that as quickly as you can. What makes this really, I think, exciting and fun for the EclipseCon community is that it's partly, a game to play, but it's also a programming challenge because, we're releasing an initial client for people to get started with, but in order to do well in this game, we expect you're going to need to make enhancements to the client that we've provided in order to make it more effective at driving the robot.
So Jeff, can you talk a bit about, because there's some pretty sophisticated stuff in behind here where the client's going to talk to a server on Amazon Web Services that talks down to the actual robot. Can you go through a bit about the architecture of how all the game's going to be put together?
Sure. So the arena itself is sort of managed by a server that we have locally there, and that's running an Equinox runtime, and it is responsible both for retrieving commands that are being sent to the robot from players, also sending the state and the telemetry from the robot back out to the players, and then communicating with the robot itself. So it has a number of plugins that are focused on those tasks. It actually is not talking to the players directly. We did that because we're hoping there'll be a lot of interest and excitement about this and wanted to just build this system from the ground up to be scalable. So we have an additional Equinox server which runs in the Amazon Web Services Elastic Compute Cloud, or EC2. And that server is the one that people are actually going to be connecting to directly, and that's where they send their commands. We're actually using Amazon S3 to distribute the telemetry to them, so that's another Amazon service there. And this is all behind an elastic load balancer and things like that, so we're pretty confident that we're ready for however many people decide to play.
Okay, and so the Equinox server on Amazon is really taking the request coming in from the E4 client and then forwarding it on?
Exactly. So the E4 client sends simple commands to that Equinox server on AWS, and then that gets passed on to the Arena server, which is additionally an Equinox server.
Right. And actually, I know, so I've actually seen the client. So and you have a webcam that's showing what's going on in the arena, so players can and people can follow the robot. Is that done through Equinox and the EC2?
Yes, it is. Well, the images actually get distributed through Amazon S3.
S3, sorry.
But it's part of the server application that's running on the arena computer. And one thing that's neat about the webcam is that it's actually possible for EclipseCon attendees to play this game from anywhere at the conference. So they could be, in between talks or sitting at lunch or even in their hotel room, and they could play the game. You don't actually have to be physically located by the game arena to play it, although we expect that being located near the arena might offer an advantage to some people depending on what strategy they use to play the game.
Great. So it's kind of like what you guys do with the rovers on the moon and Mars. You don't actually go there. You drive them from here on Earth, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Boris, do you want to talk a bit about the E4 client and what you're envisioning people to do with it? So maybe we can go through what's available in the default or the basic client, and then what you think people can do to make it more efficient.
Okay, so yeah, the current client is, it's pretty basic, but we try to demonstrate the different things you can do with E4, mostly around making it easier to implement individual components, UI components, for example, views, and then making it easy to assemble those components into a complete application and style that application. And so currently we have one view for the webcam where you can see the picture, and right now I can see Benjamin Cabé driving the robot at this very moment. And he must have a little bit more of a lag because he's doing it from France, I think. And then we have another view that has kind of a joystick control. You can say you want the robot to drive forward or backward or turn right, turn left. And then there are there's a view that shows you what your next target is, where the rover has to go, and you can see another view with the players who are currently in the queue of those players want to play, and then the one whose turn it is the first one in the queue. And you can see the data from the robot, things like the battery level, how fast the wheels are spinning, things like that.
And so the idea is to take some of the information that's coming in, take the frameworks that you've put in place and extend them and make them more usable and more efficient.
Right. So we're hoping that people get creative and just start hacking on the existing client and improving it so that there's going to be one competition where the goal is to be as fast as possible or collect as many points as possible with the robot in the actual game itself, and then the second competition is about improving the E4-based client to be a better client, and that's different. We're looking for different things there. One is making it better at playing the game, so making it more usable, coming up with different kinds of controls or better ways of doing the joysticking, or maybe doing some kind of programming where you can tell the rover to go along a certain path, things like that. Then working on the UI, making it look nicer, style it differently. And then the third thing we're looking for is making use of what E4 is offering in terms of services that the framework provides you with and tying the client into that.
Great. Well, I think I'm really excited about it. I think it's going to be lots of fun, and I'm hoping lots of people play the game when they come to EclipseCon. Jeff, you're going to be one of the keynote speakers. I think you're on Wednesday. Do you want to give a kind of a brief preview of your keynote talk?
Sure. Well, we've at NASA have been using Eclipse and the Rich Client platform for the past 5 years on a variety of missions and robots. And so I'll be talking first about what we've done with it and some highlights of what we've been able to achieve with the system. I'm going to move a little further afield and talk about sort of what is the the fundamental nature of the community behind a system like Eclipse, and how really I feel that it is shares a lot in common with really the fundamental fabric of civilization and itself. So I know not another talk by a NASA geek talking about Plato, but
good.
No. That's what it is.
Good. Well, I'm looking forward to it. Should be really interesting. I saw you talk once, and I'm hoping you have some cool videos and demos too. So.
Oh, absolutely.
Great. Well, thank you both, Jeff and Boris. I know this was a lot of work to get the contest together, but I think it should be one of the highlights of the conference. Thanks a lot.
It's a lot of fun too.
That's great. Thanks.
I'm about to score.
Okay. See ya.
See ya.